Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Now here's the thing. We're going to do the Rocky IV montage, but we're going to have to use steroids on you because you're older, so you're going to be more like the Russian. You're
going to
be more like Drago than
gonna
Rocky.
We're going to feed you a shit ton of steroids. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be a lie. You're probably not going to have kids.
Don't drug test yourself.
You're not going to be able to have kids.
You're going to fail.
Because we're going to kill your fucking system.
I mean, your nuts are going to be the size of peanuts.
But it's going to be worth it.
You are going to be jacked up.
Listen to this music. It's going to be worth it.
We're going to have you lifting logs.
Yeah.
And we're going to have you challenging Russians.
You're going to stop the Syrian war.
What, like Dennis? Like Western Echo? How do I challenge him?
Just punch him when he's not looking. Punch Dennis right in his bitch face when he's not looking. Well,
you can never really tell if he's really looking at you anyway because he has that weird wandering eye.
Oh, you're right.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, fuck you, Dennis.
Yeah, your stupid eye. Fix it already.
Dennis is yelling Ukrainian.
Right, Ukrainian.
We know.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. Hey, listen to Hippo Juice.
What a douchebag of voice.
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
No, I can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
there's
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh, my God. There's a video back away.
Dream, you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. I look at that during the show. Today is the 18th of September. It is a Wednesday. That's why you hear us if you're listening live at the More Like Radio chat room, which is located at morelikeradio.com/live. I don't know why you just say slash. It's actually / live.
It's shorter. Shorter to say slash.
No. See, that took longer.
Well, right now, yeah, because you asked a question and I responded to you. But normally you can just say slash and it's fine. Actually, most browsers know the difference. It doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, they know, are you saying that they are artificial intelligence?
Yes. That is what I'm saying.
Nuts.
Anyway,
that's all crazy.
We're live. Ryan may or may not be on. Probably not. We don't know.
We're going to guess not.
Yeah. air on that. He's doing work or some meeting or some bullshit.
He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
He's dead again. But we have Dutch and John and me.
Hi, Dutch and John
and Royce.
Me and Royce.
Yay, a much healthier alternative.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be
you're
here.
Welcome.
All right. Good. Good.
This is a polite show today.
John, how has your training been going for your baseball comeback?
Well, I've improved my bat speed a little bit. My brother came out with a chronometer, the thing that tests how fast it goes.
Machine.
That's there we go.
A radar gun. A radar gun.
Okay, yeah, we'll just say radar gun.
That sounds good. Let's go with that one.
And then we did that, and he also checked. We also did my 40
fast?
Time.
How fast, John?
My 40 time?
What's a 40 time?
How fast can you drink a 40?
Oh, how fast can you drink a 40?
No, the 40-yard sprint.
You have to drink a 40 and then run a sprint.
And then run 40 yards.
Very
and then
weird.
while spinning my head on a baseball bat, spinning around like a top.
That's how Johnny Manziel ran his, and he's fucking a winner. So...
Anyway,
how's your 40 speed? I don't know how you say that.
I can my 40 my top speed is
Top Gun
4.5 seconds.
4.4 seconds.
You can run a 4.5 40?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Bro.
In high school I used to run a 3.5.
You know what his nickname was, Dutch? In high school? John Firelegs Santeri.
You never ran a 3.5. That's impossible.
It's not what you think.
Yes, you should have seen my legs in high school. They were fucking massive.
Dude, I saw his legs in high school, and they were sexy. They were sexy legs. He always had fishnets on. It was weird.
There was just that one time I wore fishnets.
Look, you don't think he's pretty fat. You don't believe him, bro? Do we have to? Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like Dutch is calling
you a
liar.
Okay, here we go. How about this? Justin Gatlin.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Gatlin achieved his best 40. He was the one, by the way, who was in the Olympics this year in the dash.
Okay.
His best time was 4:42.
Nice.
So you're saying you can run the Olympics?
Yes,
yes,
absolutely, you can.
Dutch, I trained with Walter Dix.
Oh, actually,
I
mean, hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on. The actual fastest one was Terrell Sinkfield. His fastest was 4.19.
How do you not believe him, Dutch? You're such a fucking asshole. I believe him, John. Good. You ran fast. I'm sorry, Dutch isn't a believer. How fast is your?
I'm just looking it up here.
How fast can you run?
Well, look up Walter Dix because I trained with him. D-I-X before anyone starts making the jokes.
Because it's like penises.
No.
What about Walter Dix? Just because you train with someone doesn't mean they give you their speed. They don't go, I train with a fast guy, so now I'm fast.
No, but I helped him out. He helped me out.
What'd you help him out with?
For
cooking tips,
workouts, and tips and stuff. Because Coral Springs at the time, they didn't have a sprint coach, so I pretty much gave him my knowledge that I got from Western.
So you guys had sex?
No,
you shared knowledge sexually.
He is black, and we all know John does not like to date nor fuck black people.
All right, so moving on. Ben Affleck.
Thanks for the update, John. Affleck.
You're welcome. Way to make it awkward.
You made it awkward. Ben Affleck replied to all the Batman hullabaloo that's been going around.
I miss Jennifer Lopez.
No. Ben Man?
No, but here, I'll play it for you.
And here we have Ben Affleck. Responding for the very first time to all that backlash over his casting as the next Batman. Well, Ben stopped by Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, and he talked about his new role as the Caped Crusader, opposite Henry Cavill's Superman in the sequel to Man of Steel. But Ben was really funny. He talked about how the studio heads warned him that there probably was going to be a backlash, and you got to hear how he responded.
By the way, be forewarned, if you do not want to like Ben Affleck, take your headphones off.
I don't want to like Ben Affleck.
Take your headphones off because he made me like him. And I was against the whole Batman thing, but then I'm like, you know what? Good.
I said, just don't use the internet for a couple of days. And I said, this is not, I handle I'm tough.
Yeah, I'm very tough.
Boston,
so
yeah.
I saw the announcement. I look on this thing. I look down the first comment. Yeah. It's like, Ben Affleck's going to be Batman. The first one just goes, no!
It's more. It's a little more. But come on. That's kind of funny.
That doesn't make me that like him funny. Yet. I don't like him yet.
Like maybe just, get off the internet, all right? Let's throw out the computers for a week. Yeah, I don't want to look
at gonna be Luddites for a while, kids. Yeah.
They tell you that stay off the internet for a while. The studio that's putting you in this position, Ben, is probably a pretty good idea to listen to them. And not surprising.
All right, no one needs to hear your
So that was it? That was supposed to make me like him? Because
yeah,
you said no?
That was funny. Come on.
Well, why didn't you actually pull the full interview that from... Or did you actually listen to the full thing?
Dutch, why don't you listen to like your heart and accept Jesus?
Listen to your heart.
How about listen to your farts?
When he's calling for you.
So have you guys watched a new TV show, Dads?
What's TV?
I have not.
The new Seth
I missed it. I wanted to. Seth that and also Green, Brooklyn right? Nine-Nine.
Yeah, Seth Green and it's a Seth MacFarlane show. Well, it's in the news, guys. And it's not.
The Chinese are lovely and honorable people, but you can't trust them.
You're going to dress up like a sexy Asian schoolgirl.
I can't do that.
Moments like these have earned the new Fox sitcom Dads a dubious distinction.
One of the most blatantly offensive sitcoms I've ever seen.
Critics like HuffPost TV's Maggie Furlong are blasting the show from executive producer and Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane.
It was racist, homophobic, sexist, ageist, you
and
name
Seth MacFarlane, whoa, that's what he does. Whoa, whoa, stop selling me, lady. So far, now I really want to watch it. Like, don't you understand all your... I want to hate it.
Now
hate
every male is going to be like, dude, I need to watch this sexist, racist, misogynistic show.
Yeah, what is this goodness about?
They were kind of just piling on the many, many offenses.
Most of the questionable jokes in the pilot episode target Asians.
Stop filing this away.
That kind of content has drawn protest from the watchdog.
I don't know what the context was of that clip, but I'm assuming that they probably keep having paperwork out and the Asian insists upon filing it because they're an organized people.
No, she's actually dressed like a little schoolgirl, like in a sexy schoolgirl outfit.
Like an anime chick.
Okay, and what does that have to do?
Are crazy for firecrackers.
There you go.
What does that have to do with filing?
Group, the Media Action Network for Asian Americans.
I'm sorry, what is it called? I got to back up. I want to see the acronym.
Drawn protest from a watchdog group, the Media Action Network for Asian Americans.
The Media Action Network for Asian Americans?
Magnaga. Mana! Be like an Asian guy screaming whenever Godzilla's there.
It's unbelievably racist.
Okay, you know what's unbelievable? Your fucking hair. That's what's unbelievable. Jesus Christ. Did Moses comb your hair?
Because
it split. I don't know what happened.
Who is he trying to fool?
I don't know, but it really looks like fucking Moses split his hair down the middle. It's very odd. His hair has tides, I think. It's
yeah.
Very odd. No, look
it
at
looks
it.
Like his head looks like the Pringles guy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Jesus. Does he have the mustache to go with
the Pringles guy? I think, yeah, Monopoly guy is what I
Hey, hey, someone take a print screen in the chat if you're watching it. I guess that so you could save the picture for other people to look at.
What's print screen?
Okay. Look at his hair. It's fantastic. Let's put a little more hair.
My God.
All right, here we go.
This is toward Asian people. And we're surprised that Fox at the script level didn't see this and go, nah, we can't shoot this.
I don't have an idea.
Co-star Seth Green says Dad's humor isn't anything new.
We're not pioneering any ground, any kind of controversial.
My God,
or
look how short he is.
Now they're
is that
already
his co-star?
I think it's his wife.
They're already questioning why Fox allowed this to happen, but I think Fox pretty much has a decent reputation of allowing more offensive than other channels.
Hold on, listen to this. This was from Family Guy.
Right, which Fox has.
Mr. Chinaman say in his Chinaman way, a ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong choo.
I think
because which was aired on Fox.
Because it's not a cartoon. I'm telling you, it's exactly what it is. Family Guy, American Dad, even The Simpsons have been doing making fun of the Asian people. Look, The Simpsons were doing it in the late 80s, making fun of Asians big time.
It's true.
Another thing, too, is
you
also
pay now.
Because it's not like puppets. Because, like, remember Crank Anchors? Crank Anchors showed, like, puppet penis and all these other things, but it was fine. And it wasn't blurred out or
puppet
anything.
Puppet penis
it's,
is
like,
still
weird.
Felt. It's not penis. It's felt, shaped like a penis.
This is such a weird thing that, like, you can be as offensive as you want as long as it's animation.
It's true.
South Park's been doing it for years. Like, it just...
By the way, good job, Seth Green, on the wife choice. Jesus Christ, she's a hottie.
What? Who's right, Seth man? Green's wife?
Some top bitch. I don't know. Google
Wait, it. On the show or his for no, realsies wife?
I don't know if that's his for real wife, because that would be ironic if he had a real Asian wife and then he had an Asian that played his wife or girlfriend or whoever.
No, his girlfriend wife's thingy is really, really, really hot.
All right, let me play this.
And tall.
There's a little more. Hold on.
There isn't anything new.
We're not pioneering any ground, any kind of controversial or culturally observant sitcom that's been around since I Love Lucy or All in the Family. We're just sort of continuing the tradition.
Critics may say reprehensible.
Reprehensible.
Fox is trying to make a virtue of the controversy, putting out a promo that highlights the gripes from critics with a rebuttal from fans.
I don't see how you can be offended by this.
Don't listen to the critics.
But the network apparently has listened to critics. It promised a softer tone in future episodes.
Oh, come on!
No!
Now you lost. You're going to lose more viewers.
Well, here's the thing,
though.
Why would they put out that promo then? Or do you think they're just saying that to get him to shut up and then they'll just keep doing the show?
No. First off, Fox can't say shit because Seth MacFarlane can walk around Fox Studios with his dick out and they're not going to do anything to him. So he's going to say,
except massage
no,
it.
Because you say, fuck you. You know what? Fine. Guess what? Family Guy, suck my dick. It goes to Adult Swim next time it's time to renew it. Because right. That's the thing. He has them by the balls.
So you think they're just saying that to shut him up? Because that's what you used to do back in the day. Like if you pissed off a group, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, we promised to make it stop. And then they would never listen again just as long as they know that you had a voice or that you heard them.
And by the way, it's about time Asians get their comeuppance because they keep peeing in our Coke.
And the racial stereotyping is dialed back in episode 2.
Come on, Dutch, it's just thinking man's joke.
Although it still includes this anti-Semitic jab.
Eli? No, I'm Jewish.
What's...
Oh, that's so offensive. I'm offended.
Are you?
I don't get it.
I don't... Isn't Seth Green Jewish?
That's the point. He's the one saying it.
It's free.
Okay, that's the jab.
Ah.
Maggie Furlong says, what dooms...
It's actually kind of funny. Now it's... It got a little funnier with the free thing.
This sitcom
you're a little quick on the trigger with pulling the pause button.
Can you play it again? Just go backwards
a little bit. Episode
goes off from a bagel.
And the racial stereotyping is dialed back in episode 2, although it still includes this anti-Semitic jab.
Eli? No, I'm Jewish. It's free.
Maggie.
Here's what I don't agree with. I think, have we not learned by now that we do not need laugh tracks? It bothers me.
It's the worst.
Do you think they are actually the few ones that do it in a live audience?
I doubt it.
I don't know. It sounds like it might be a live audience.
Because they immediately went, oh!
Yeah. As what dooms this sitcom ultimately is a failure of imagination.
It's offensively bad.
Just a thought on the live audience thing. Live audiences work when you're the super Tosh.0 where, you know, a reaction like that is acceptable. But right. In a sitcom environment, I don't want to hear laughter anymore. It breaks it away. It doesn't matter if it's live or...
It started out as like trying to translate theater to TV, like the real laughs would get. And that's why like Friends, I Love Lucy, all these other shows that actually had real live audiences every time they taped. Did it that way, but yeah, nowadays there's no live audiences in any of these things.
Yeah, I mean forget that whether there's an audience there or not. It's that I blame Chuck Lorre for this because his shows have been successful and they have laugh tracks in them. It's why they continue because
which ones are Chuck Lorre shows?
Chuck Lorre shows are Big Bang Theory, Two and a Half Men, shows like that
the highest rated shows on those things too.
I know, but they're terrible.
This sitcom ultimately is a failure of imagination.
It's offensively bad. It's just not funny, and I think that's...
No, it is funny.
Oh, no, she's just saying that it's a bad show. Like, it's not a good show.
No, because she's saying it's offensive, but not... No.
How about we listen to what she says instead of hitting the pause button every 5 seconds?
Okay.
It is a failure of imagination.
It's offensively bad. It's just not funny, and I think that's the biggest problem.
How can you already have a favorite cushion?
The butt wants what it wants.
Marcus Took, CNN, Hollywood.
Yeah, because that was just a girl. I was like a critic. It wasn't even an Asian bitch, right?
No, she works for the Huffington Post, the one that was complaining.
Yeah, maybe she just thought it sucked.
She probably didn't even watch the show, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, I don't care if the show's good or bad or whatever, but it's getting really bad out there, man, where you can't offend anybody or say anything. Dude, I made a World War II joke the other day, and it was a throwaway one, and people were mad at me. Like, I was getting people telling me that I'm an idiot, that I don't know what I'm talking about, that Germany's
all factual.
Changed. All right. You know what?
Germany's they were defending Germany?
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, we all know Germany's doing just fine. We're aware. We know what's going on in the world. Thank you for that. I'm fairly certain Germany is doing okay.
Oh, by the way, and you get the typical, yeah, because like America's doing good. What?
Because of Syria and we don't even know if we're at war or not.
Yeah,
I mean,
you want to one talk? All right, dude, relax.
Why don't you stop breathing so much on Twitter?
Yeah, you asshole.
Yeah.
You remember the Bedroom Intruder song guy?
Yes, yes. Hide your kid, hide your wife. Yes.
Yeah, because they be raping everybody in here. That guy's getting a baby. Well, not getting. I mean, he's expecting one.
Yeah,
like a surrogate.
Like, had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband because they raping everybody out here.
Yeah, well, he's expecting a baby with his girlfriend. Girl being optimal.
No way.
Yeah, wasn't in the news that he said that like he converted back to Christianity and he was like, I'm not doing guys anymore.
He's suppressing that homophobic
tendencies.
So
he's still bisexual until his next spot in the spotlight.
Well, wasn't he Jimmy Kimmel's voiceover guy for a while?
Yeah, and he got an erection long enough to impregnate a bitch, so that's progress, I guess.
It's good. It's good.
Should we give him a golf clap?
No.
Oh.
I said
slow clap or golf clap?
No, stop.
I like the golf clap. What's wrong with the golf clap?
Everything.
How do you say his name? Antoine? Is it Antoine.
Or is it Anton?
Every time I hear Anton, I always think of Anton Rocky Horror. Okay, like, if I ever met him, I'd be like, yo, what's up there, Anton Rocky Horror?
I'm going to post it in the chat room, but I don't know. Is it Antoine, just spelled weird, or is it Antion? Antoine? It's
maybe
probably
it's
Antoine.
Anton. It's Anton.
It's Anton.
It's antifreeze.
I read black, so.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
I read black.
What? Well, because he has black siblings. They taught him how to read.
Apparently, that's your second box of the night because Western Echo's asking, what are lie audiences, Marie?
Yeah.
I'm doing fabulous tonight. Thank you. I'm just reading down some of the comments. Wait, aren't you gay?
Through the power of Christ
compels you.
All things are
and
possible.
And Grayskull.
All things are possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he wants to change his evil, sinful ways, then he'll now have this kid in a couple of years is going to have to explain why daddy keeps having uncles come over and stay in the master bedroom with him.
Well, the real news on the street is that the 27-year-old who was previously open about his sexuality renounced his homosexuality back in May, telling fans in a series of tweets and Facebook postings, that's what makes it official.
Whoa. He had fans?
Yep. Okay. That he wanted a wife. He wanted a wife and a family and to multiply and raise and love. There's a lot of love. Ands. And love my family that I create. He explained that
with my penis and girls.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Because we're ripping everybody out in here.
He had become the true Hebrew Israelite descendant of Judah.
Oh, well, it makes a lot more
sense.
Because
they're raping everybody out here.
Isn't it sad that I respected him more when he was just a weird gay guy?
Yeah. I respected him because he was telling it like it is about how they be raping everybody in here.
Does that mean that he thinks he's the 12th apostle now?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Ariel Apostle.
Oh, my God. You're retarded.
You get it?
I got it.
You
guys
don't get it. You just got it just now? You got it. I'm retarded?
I got it.
You guys don't get it. All right. Anyway, shut up.
A British citizen living in...
Dutch?
I just love how shut up is how we now get...
What? We now what?
Sorry.
Shut up, Marie.
What
are you giggling about?
Just that he's just to get into the next story, he just tells us to shut up.
Shut up, everyone.
It's professional.
Shut the fuck up.
That is professionalism.
Thank you, Mark Summers.
Look, I pulled a tittle story and everything for you.
Both of you imagine shutting up.
Tittles?
Yeah. I'm waiting for somebody to do it.
Tittles?
Because what happens is then I start playing.
You scolded me last week for doing it.
I start playing the story.
No, not that one.
Okay.
It's.
See, because then what happens is I start playing the story.
I'll do it. Tittles!
A British citizen living in.
No, I don't want to do this. That was half-hearted tittles at best.
I sounded drunk just now. No, I don't want to do it.
That was a half-hearted tittles at best.
Maybe Joel is getting bitter that she still thinks he's a hard six.
I'll show her a hard six. Am I right, guys?
Is that what it was? I thought it was lower than that. I thought she'd call me a five.
No, you were a six.
You were six.
We were six.
Wow. Look how depressing he is in his own head. He's lowering the number as we speak.
I forgot. By the way, is she wearing like a Cleopatra necklace in this?
Why don't you shut up? She's pretty.
Look.
A British.
All right, fine. That's a big. I would agree that it's a big necklace, but I don't think it's a need to make fun of her.
Like something from Spartacus.
All right, you see, I feel like you're just being mean because she calls you.
She kind of has Lucy, but this is a compliment because Lucy Lawless like kind of has her hair, wears her hair like that in Spartacus. You guys need to watch that show.
See, Brian, this is called a compliment sandwich.
Citizen living in Boston is accused of planning to kidnap.
There it is. That's the one I was looking for.
That's his boner kicking in.
All right, guys, everyone focus on the goddamn story.
A British citizen.
Oh, tittles.
All right. You know what? Focus on the goddamn story.
Tittles?
A British
citizen.
Hey, is this story narrated by Logan Tittle from Newsy?
Tittle!
Can I just play the story?
Yes, you can just play the story.
Thank you.
Scoop, Tittle!
You know, I work hard. I get these stories.
You want it, you get 110%.
No, but it's enough.
A British citizen living in Boston is accused of planning to kidnap...
I heard that, Dutch.
But it's Till.
Leave it. Leave it. Just please listen to the story.
It's Till.
I know.
A British citizen living in Boston is accused of planning to kidnap, rape, and eat children.
Well, that's good.
End of story.
I actually heard about the story, and it is disturbing.
Delicious.
Man.
I mean, yeah, disturbing.
Accused of planning to kidnap, rape, and eat children, police say. 40-year-old Jeffrey Portway's home was searched by authorities last year after police caught wind of some disturbing online chats coming from his computer. Portway allegedly...
The chats are, hey, how old are you? Can I eat your face?
No, it's, oi, how you doing? Can I eat your face?
Regularly
wait, about. Wait, why? Why is he? He's from Indiana. Why do you think he sounds like that?
Because
I thought you said he was from England.
It was England.
Okay, fine. But even still, why was that Australian? Let's say it was England. Fine. Everyone's wrong. It was still the wrong accent. So even the one you thought you were trying to do was wrong.
It wasn't Aussie.
I'm backing up.
Some disturbing online chats coming from his computer. Portway allegedly chatted regularly about raping, killing, cooking, and eating children. He also reportedly exchanged thousands of computer images and videos of child pornography with other users.
One of the users' names was NotSean1982 at Hotmail.com.
When police searched Portway's home, they found a terrifying scene. According to court documents released this week, investigators discovered a soundproof torture room in Portway's basement.
Ooh. Soundproof?
Keep it quiet, man. He's got... There's some sick shit.
I'm trying to, but I'm not going to lie. Right at this point, I'm nauseous.
I'm scared now.
And you know me, I'm like, funny, but...
Because the whole raping and eating part was fine, but in a soundproof room, you've gone too far.
It's the
Oh, because it's probably making so much noise, and after trial and error of killing and raping and...
No, I'm just nauseous. This guy's a soundproof room, and I don't even have one for the show. All right, let me finish playing it.
horrifying scene. According to court documents released this week, investigators discovered a soundproof torture room in Portway's basement. The room included a restraint table, a child-sized coffin,
and the view playing 24 hours a day.
Ew, what does he need the coffin for if he's eating them?
Well, because you got to keep it fresh. When you eat sardines, you put them back in the can when you're not done with the whole thing. You eat the whole kid.
Who the hell eats sardines?
You don't eat the whole kid.
That was my first question, John.
Yeah, sardines, really?
Ew.
Yeah, like, ew. Why is that even still an...
Yeah, are
like,
you a Ninja Turtle?
Royce, you don't even eat sardines.
I love that you guys are more disgusted about the sardines than the guy
eating
sardines
are
kids.
Really salty.
I am disgusted and appalled that sardines are still available as a topping from like, these Pizza Hut restaurants. I mean, I'm pretty sure...
Who thought?
Like, they're never... Like, I'm sorry, sir. You wanted to get a large pizza with extra sardines? We're all out of sardines.
I remember
remember as a kid, I wanted to have anchovies on my pizza because the Ninja Turtles had them. And I tried it once, and
you guys are using sardines and anchovies interchangeably, and they are not the same thing.
Why are they different? I thought it was just a small fish that was salted up and put in a can and you roll back.
What's the difference between a sardine and an anchovy?
Okay, now I'm going to Wikipedia.
Enlighten us.
Sardine.
Hold on.
Both make me want to.
Can I finish the story of the baby eater?
Hold on, because Cook thing
is
going
to pressing matters. Hold on.
Tell me what the difference is.
Sardines and pressing matters?
It is right now.
Yeah.
Okay, sardine is an imprecise term for any number of small silvery saltwater fish related to the herring.
Okay, and what about anchovies?
Anchovy refers to a family of small fish found in the Mediterranean, the Black Sea, the Pacific, and Atlantic coasts. Anchovies are sold flat or rolled, filleted, and either salt cured or oil packed.
I'm sure Dennis knows, like Western Echo knows, because that's like what they ate in every meal in the
Mediterranean.
Ukraine.
Actually, it derives from a part of my family's history in Sicily.
Really? So it's a bunch of autistic fish that have brain surgeries?
No, my Aunt Chovy.
Oh.
She's the one she used to catch every day, and she found a way to pack them. And to this day, they're now called anchovies.
It's a John Bob!
5 years later, and it's still fun to press.
I want to vomit on your face.
Come on, that was funny. Come on, Aunt Chovy.
Oh, my God.
You get it? Marie just got it right now.
You're going to bomb that bad. At least do it in a character voice.
I'm sorry. I was still following up on my reading of sardines versus anchovies, so I kind of tuned out on John for a little bit.
At least if you're going to do it, have it be Habanero Hank.
How about this?
Try it again. Try it again with Habanero Hank. Try it again.
Remember back in the day, I told you about my ancestry and my Aunt Chovy.
She came up with these little
tiny fish to put in cans.
Feel bad.
Hank, you've never said that. Don't make me part of your lie. That's not true. Hank, you're turning us into a fucking show of lies. All right, let me play the rest of the child killer.
I pretty much say that I was right, Marie's wrong, right?
I agree.
Wait, why am
Steel
I wrong?
Cage and various
By the way, what a sexy gentleman.
Dude, he looks like a hammy with longer hair and a big, and then like an upside down smile.
Oh, I just got the most disgusting looking man in my pictured in my head because I'm not looking at him.
Oh my God, that was so mean.
It's mean. It's meaner that you weren't looking at him, and that was this.
And that's what you just imagined.
Well, okay, I imagined a fat, deformed, hairy man because why would he have an upside down smile? Is that a frown?
It's frowning.
Upside down.
He's got like a beaker frown, and he kind of looks. He looks like Hammy's older brother, with long grunge hair.
Hammy has a charming smile, and he has a nice haircut.
That's why I distinguish the two differences, but the rest of his face, it's him.
Shut up.
Various butcher tools. According to the documents, Portway called his basement a dungeon where he was going to, quote, keep kidnapped children while he sexually abused them and as a place to eventually murder and cannibalize the children.
Okay, but when you say it that way, it sounds bad. That's taken out of context.
Who are the people online that you can like actually say this to?
4chan. I mean, think about it.
Children. Portway was arrested and charged with distribution and possession of child pornography and solicitation to commit a crime of violence back in May. He first pled not guilty, but later changed.
Jesus, Tiddles, remember we used to do stories about funny cats? Christ almighty.
That shirt was very nice on her.
Can you stop? They're talking about a guy who wanted to eat children.
It's her tits.
His plea to guilty. His sentence is scheduled for September 27th, and he faces up to 27 years in prison.
That's
two
it?
Other men.
That's it?
He can't be allowed on the streets.
He wanted to eat children after raping them.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly. He never really did anything.
And kidnapping them first.
You know what? No, I'm not going to say allegedly. You wanted to eat kids. This guy, I just saw him, does not have the money to fight us legally. You fucking weirdo. You wanted to eat kids, weirdo.
Okay.
Listen, we're not going against Trump or Viacom. This guy is
not going to sue us.
Yeah, public defendant over here is going to be not going
to
come after us.
We don't have to say alleged. This motherfucker was a sick, disgusting.
Look at him.
Who was?
Is it wrong that I want to know like where he bought his torture room from? Like, did he actually go to like a Tiger Direct or a Circuit City?
That's the thing too. He had to like on his Saturday afternoons. Put up soundproofing material. It's the whole process of him building this thing day after day. He ran out of drywall screws. We had to go back to get drywall screws for his.
He probably had to frequent different places like different Home Depots and Lowe's because he didn't want to seem suspicious ordering the supplies he was.
Right. And he probably hired a crew to come in and make a child sex torture eating dungeon.
Exactly.
Or better yet, asking one of the employees for customer service. He's like, excuse me, kid. How are these good at sound dampening? What are you trying to do there, sir?
How many pounds of pressure do you think that these particular handcuffs would take? I mean, like, not a whole lot. It's not going to be a ton. Not like me, because I'm a big strapping guy. But
would it hold, like, children?
Like,
I mean,
like,
not that I would, but if it could,
if,
would it?
Like, okay, think like, of, like, okay, how about this? Think of, like, medium-sized monkey. Like, if it was a medium-sized monkey.
Well, actually, that's not good, because monkeys are pretty strong. Okay. Let's see.
Like a really small monkey. How about a normal-sized otter? A normal-sized otter.
Well, wait a minute. How would the flippers not slide out of the cuffs?
Okay.
Exactly. So I need cuffs that will slip down further. Why was all of our impression of him the guy from Star Trek, the gay Asian?
Because that, but no, it is kind of like what he looks like, what he would sound like. Like, he lives in his
business. Oh, my.
Oh. His sentence is scheduled for September 27th, and he faces up to 27 years in prison.
Is that weird? It's scheduled on September 27th, and the sentence is for 27 years?
I think you're looking too far into it, Marie.
I think it's a conspiracy theory. I think that it has something to do with something. I don't know what that something is, but I'm suspicious.
Well, if you minus it enough times, it comes out to 23. We learned this last night on Dutch and Royce.
It is true. Everything always ends up being 23.
...way about cannibalism online have already been convicted. According to police, one was a puppeteer who plotted with Portway to kidnap children he knew from his work.
I'm tired of puppeteers plotting things.
I remember this guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the guy like the psychopathic Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
At a church. For Newsy, I'm Logan Tittle.
Tittle.
It's not as sexy when it's about a guy eating people, but it's like you said, like he had to get these tools. He had to go to a guitar center and buy acoustic padding. Like
how many sex dungeons did he have to frequent until he found the right handcuffs?
Right, like was
S&M stuff.
Was he a picky shopper?
Oh,
and for him to like, what was the story he told the coffin shop salesman? Like that he needed a child sized coffin.
Maybe he was burying his dog. Maybe he said that's like he had a dog that died. And
that's
he
the thing.
To bury
it's like the amount of hours spent into creating this.
You know
thing.
What? I think I'm also imagining because Roy said that he looked like he was poor. That this guy not only had to do a lot of traveling to a lot of stores, but he would haggle with them once like, oh, fuck you, I'm not paying $100 for a child coffin. You bring that down to 75.
I'm sorry, but I will not pay more than $70 for this.
That is a pine box.
I could go right now on eBay and I could just get it right now from Not a Baby Killer 44.
You're really just hurting your own sales at this point.
I mean, if you,
I'm
going
to go tell
in...
my friends. I have like seven friends who are looking to buy the same exact coffin.
I will not refer any of them.
Not over here.
Not at
Excuse
all.
None.
Do you guys honor competitors' coupons? Oh, you don't? Oh, how you stay in business. I just don't understand.
But I saw a line that you said you would, though.
What, do you think this guy's the same thing that Best Buy is having trouble with, where he's just looking it up online on Amazon as he's walking into the dungeon? And like, see, can you price match this?
And by the way, you know for a fact his freezer's filled with just Hungry Man fucking single serving meals. Like they got
ramen noodles.
Yeah.
A lot of Velveeta shells and cheese.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't.
Fucked up, man.
Wait, what's wrong with Velveeta shells?
It goes really good with kids.
I mean, this story in general.
Yeah, he probably ate a lot of children's food if he liked eating children. You think he was a big fan of Chef Boyardee?
He never actually ate the kids. Let's keep that in mind. He wanted to, but he never did.
Oh.
He never ate kids.
Like how I wanted to go to Greece, but never did that. Except children.
Another thing, too, is what was his defense lawyer's case?
He didn't actually eat the kids.
That's pretty good. That's why you didn't get life.
I mean,
if the glove don't fit and he hasn't eaten any kids, you must acquit.
I mean, seriously,
it's just a terrible
defense. If you're gonna sue everybody for things that they said that they wanted to do, there'd be so many more people in our prisons.
Oh, Jesus. Next door.
Very strange bedfellows at the Humani Lodge in Zimbabwe.
Wait.
That guy? Chilling out.
How did she start that out?
You wanna hear
did
it again?
She just sneeze an intro?
Yeah, you want to hear it again?
What was that?
Weird voice inflection.
All right, it's here. You ready?
Faster of the night, man.
Dutch, pull that up. Pull Dayman up while I play this.
I have it.
Very strange bedfellows at the Humani Lodge in Zimbabwe. That guy? Chilling out.
Oh!
Man, oh, champion of the sun,
yay!
Oh, you're a master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Very strange bedfellows at the Humani Lodge in Zimbabwe. That guy, chilling out directly under the bed, a man, a very lucky or unlucky man, was sleeping in. Take a look. This was what one man woke up to after sleeping in a lodge in Africa. Guy would all slept quietly on this bed, all the while a croc hiding just inches from his head. The 8-foot, 300-pound-plus crocodile lay quietly, even while Whittall woke up and his feet dangled centimeters from the croc's razor-sharp teeth.
Oh God, he would hurt you so much.
What are your living conditions like in Zimbabwe? Then one of your problems is crocodiles.
Oh, 300 pounds? Like you would really get injured.
No,
by
but
that.
Dutch, let me please.
Was a crocodile?
Follow my logic here. How bad is your living conditions where one of your problems in Zimbabwe is not a little tiny crocodile, because that would be fucking ridiculous to begin with.
Yeah.
A 300-pound crocodile can sneak into your, not backyard, into your room and sleep under your bed and you not realize it. You know how bad it is?
Well, was the crocodile sleeping or was he staring intently at the other guy who was sleeping?
All woke up and
either way, they should have used like the crocodile, paper strips that you can put out. They just didn't use it.
Like fly swatter?
I would have just squeezed lemon juice.
I had a business once that sold those things.
Dutch, no, you
what?
Did it. No, Dutch.
I make money on the side sometimes.
Dutch, hold on. Dutch. Do you understand how silly it would be? It would, the first time it would do nothing.
It's like a glue trap.
I know, but it's a crocodile.
It's like a foot deep, and it's like just industrial glue.
See, what?
So wait. Like you're selling hold on. You're selling a bathtub filled with glue.
What do you want to stop? I mean, come on. I mean, my business didn't go so well, but I sold one.
How many of those did you sell?
No, see, Joel's contraption for catching crocodiles is okay, but my business is a series of Chinese finger traps and then a lemon juice squirter.
What is the
enough, Marie's business put my business out of business because her business made more business than my business.
It's true. My business is booming because it's eco-friendly. Because really, it doesn't hurt the environment, but it'll still put finger traps on all the crocodile's fingers so it can't move. And then you squirt the lemon juice in its eyeballs.
So I was going for years, and it's old Chinese myth, obviously. You put Chinese finger traps on a crocodile, and they're immobile.
It completely destroys their mobility.
Look it up on Wiki. It's a fact.
Because everyone knows crocodiles can pick up speed really quickly and run really fast, but if you trap their fingers in Chinese finger traps, then they can't pick up speed.
Western Echo says it's his fault he forgot to put up no reptiles allowed sign.
Yeah, really
that'll do it. It's
glue traps, you know, it's kind of like it Because it basically was like just rubber cement. So there was like a half hour period where we would actually trap them. Otherwise, it was either liquid or then it was just solid. It's not a good business plan. I admit that.
You should have used Gorilla Glue.
Well, the glue actually gives a lot of fumes. Yeah. And so you don't want to have those fumes in your sleeping room.
John, Gorilla Glues are for gorillas. Duh.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, you have to use crocodile glue.
Crocodiles live in the... Crocodiles or do they not live in the jungle? So there is a smell. So
have hair. Gorilla glue is specifically meant for gorilla hair.
No, but
yeah, he's right.
Derived from bananas and crocodiles would probably like the smell of bananas other than of a
crocodiles and gorillas do not mix, John, because crocodiles are a saltwater.
Hello, Donkey Kong had to fight King K. Rool, who is a humongous crocodile. Full circle science. You're welcome, listeners.
Thank you, Jesus. It's like I don't have to like write this down for people.
And by the way, since we discussed this before, that I am the champion outrunning of alligators and crocodiles.
Hold on, no, we haven't. No.
I vaguely recall that he is really fast at outrunning crocodiles.
Against crocodiles. I'm 101. Time I lost, he bit off my left toe, but I was able to get it.
Royce, you missed the last Joel crocodile race.
I have a new product that I'm selling to people. It's a set of six videotapes where I teach you how to run faster than crocodiles. That's my newest thing. So I gave up on glue traps.
It's a good move, I think, because I've watched all six videos. It's a really great price too. It's like
the first video. It's just basically it's the first 15 minutes teaches you everything, and then the rest, you know, the 5.5 videos later is just me teaching you how to do croquet.
Well, don't forget about the hot Bikram yoga. I enjoyed that a lot because it really limbers you up for running away from crocodiles.
Get your mind in a good spot.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So what we've learned in the first segment here before is that Dutch is can outrun alligators and crocodiles, specifically crocodiles.
Fastest.
Yes, fastest.
Fastest.
No one's beating me. Champion.
World champion crocodile runner. That's almost as impressive as John's 4-4.
3-5.
Sorry, I apologize.
3-5. No. 4-5.
Which apparently was, you know, a good half second faster than the fastest man alive.
Whatever Barry Allen did. what was I say? Oh, so, and also Gorilla Glue only works on gorilla hair. We learned that.
Yes.
I want to get my facts straight because I don't want to sound like a grade A moron later.
Should we make a list?
Yeah. Because I want to make sure. Because I don't think anything we said we could back with any sort of facts.
Here's a new thing. Yes. This is what we should do. Is things we learned on the show today. Like Marie will just jot down like random facts, and I just assigned you this this thing. And then at the end of the show, before I do text, you just say what it was that we figured out on the show today. No?
Fine. I'm writing it down, actually. I really like the idea.
I don't even remember what the story was. I don't even remember.
The crocodile that was underneath the Zimbabwe.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I really want to know why he didn't buy my product.
Yeah, apparently Marie and I both had businesses that were anti-crocodile repellents. Her business put my business out of business.
Hold on. It seems, first off, it seems like if I'm going to marry Marie, I should know that she has some sort of crocodile business on the side that I don't even know about.
You know, sometimes we have a past, and it never came up.
It never came up.
You never asked me how my crocodile business was going.
But I didn't know you had a crocodile business.
Well, how would you know if you didn't ask me?
Because normally that's not a question you ask on a first date. It's like, hey, so what do you do for a living? Oh, yeah, do you have a crocodile
business?
Yeah, but it's
been how many years now?
But I don't know, Dutch. I'm sorry, but I've never seen her A, around, or B, shown interest in crocodiles.
I do a lot of things on the... I mean, I have my...
Say anywhere in Florida. There's an alligator country.
Yes.
Yeah, how many crocodiles are in Colorado, by the way?
None, because Dutch is there.
Yeah, and I got them all with my glue traps until Marie came around.
Yep.
All right, then.
Ruined my business.
I'm sorry that Chinese finger traps are just a more cost-effective way of catching crocodiles, and I just really undercut you on your idea. Yeah.
I'm still bitter by that, by the way.
I apologize, but, you know, business is cutthroat, and there's crocodiles to be caught because they're sneaking in everyone's bedrooms and raping everybody.
They're raping everybody.
No wonder Antoine Rocky Horror stopped doing that because he doesn't want to get next to a crocodile.
Yeah, get raped, exactly.
Because they're raping everybody out here.
I feel like we've lost track of...
What do you mean? We're right on track. This is very educational and for our listening audience.
You think, Royce?
So what I will do is I will actually send a free crocodile trap to this man in Zimbabwe, since he seems to not be able to afford them. But he needs to then inform the press how well it's working afterwards, and possibly
sure
be in a commercial.
You need to have like a mailing address to do that, Maria. I don't think he even owns that.
All right, well, I'll just send like a care package of like five to the town he lives in.
But by the way, make sure you put his name at the top. Don't put Croc E. Dial, because that's for his roommate that sleeps in his bed.
No, it's Lyle the Crocodile.
Oh, Lyle the Crocodile. I apologize. Lyle the Crocodile. Weird name for a crocodile, an African one specifically.
But a great one for a storybook for children.
I feel like I don't even know what we were talking about anymore. I'm tired. I got really tired. I'm sick of yelling.
By the way, if anyone is interested in catching their own crocodiles from sneaking up on them in their room, my business is called Catch a Croc.
No, that's
it's
you can't
catch
do that.
-O-CROC.
No, first off, you can't do that because
why?
Two reasons.
Why?
Number one, the first Catch a Croc, if you're going to confuse it with the all gay men website where it's guys that wear sexy crocs. That's number one.
It's a better name than mine, which was Joel's Gorilla Trap Glue for Crocodiles and Possibly Alligators if they're not fast enough.com.
See, another reason why I'm not catching you. Joel, you're a terrible businessman.
I know. I'm not good at this.
You're terrible at this.
I actually thought it was affiliated with What a Croc.
Okay. That would have been simpler, but for some reason, the only domain name I could get was that, because this is like a cutthroat business. So.
How many are there?
Crockthroat business.
Well, this, Royce,
the last
you
I
ask,
checked was like 2014.
That's funny you ask.
Many.
The original crock pot was actually
Crockpot. It's called the crock pot.
It was actually a giant pot that they were hoping that crocodiles would fall into, and then they would cook them to death.
And
then they shrunk it down and then put an electrical plug on it. And now we all have crock pots in our home and
clearly,
we have recipes for 365 days out of the year.
Clearly makes sense.
Clearly. That's where the name crock pot came from.
Perfect. Perfect. It's just
that's
just
what
great.
The crocodile
no,
hunter
yeah,
used
great.
To cook his meals before he died. Rest in peace.
So what do we figure out?
Well, we figured out, one, Joel's the fastest person at running crocodiles. Right. Gorilla Glue only works on gorilla hair. Joel and Marie both have crocodile-catching businesses. However, Marie's is much better and more successful. And crockpots were originally invented to catch crocodiles.
Sean says, I'm trying to move to Washington or Colorado and open up my own shop. Two of our brothers are interested as well if they have the financial backing. I hope he means a crocodile-catching shop. Can we, Dutch, by the way, your name is terrible, but can I buy it off of you? Marie, it's a really good name. If I could buy it, like,
sure.
If you still have the URL, like
what? I got it, yeah.
Okay, it's really good name. Like, he doesn't know much.
Joel's,
what is it again? I'm sorry, let me write it down. I'm writing it down
Joel's
this time.
Crocodile catching.
He doesn't remember what it
glue
was.
Glue trap company, and sometimes alligators if they're kind of fast enough. .com.
That is very, very, very wordy.
You know, it sucks. It sucks.
Here's the thing is I kept forgetting the domain name every time I wanted to log in, so I had to keep buying different ones.
And
so.
Redirecting back to the original one.
That basically is where all my profits went. I just bought like 1,000 different URL names.
You know, it sucks.
You don't think that's a good business?
It sucks. Me and Dutch, I was going to get the same website as Dutch. I was just a day late, so I had to get the same website. But
I have all of them that are within certain words of that because, like I said, I kept forgetting.
Mine is the same one, but .fm.
So I just said, you know what, GoDaddy, we're homies. Just get me to them.
So anyways, catch o' croc, the more effective way to catch your croc.
A lot better way of doing a website.
And remember, it's eco friendly and it's also vegan friendly because if we just
eco friendly,
we just
and
use
eco.
We just use eco. Hemp, we use hemp, or Chinese finger traps and lemon juice.
I feel like the lemon juice is going to upset the crocodiles. It's going to piss them off. You throw lemon juice in their eyes. They're going to be angrier. They're going to be mad. You're going to mad crocodiles.
Before I did.
You're mad crocodiles. You're going to be angry. And the finger traps are going to stop a crocodile.
Yeah, but they won't be able to see because they can't rub their eyes.
They don't have fingers.
They can't rub their eyes because their fingers
are
on the chingle.
Once you get a finger trap on, then they're done.
Yeah, their hands are trapped in the finger traps, so they can't rub their eyes out. And the acidity just eats away at their eyeballs. And then
they
can't
so
see.
Mad.
They really do get angry. That's
the go, ah!
But it makes for good YouTube videos, you know, posting videos of really angry crocodiles that can't do anything about it. They really get mad.
I want to go to break. Coming up after the break, the owner of Beanie Babies.
I'll tell you about my koala catching business that I had once.
Oh, God damn it.
It's not nearly as dangerous.
This is not nearly as dangerous, but the URL name is twice as long.
This is Dutch getting back at me, by the way, for the Ghostbusters thing yesterday. Oh, yeah, Beanie Babies creators in trouble for something, and it's not for child molestation.
Did I tell you that I invented Beanie Babies?
No.
But I called them BB Babies.
You know why, though? They were filled with BB guns, and they would just shoot in the eyes of kids.
I was just going to say BBs, but they were all lead-based, and children were dying.
Lead-based BBs in a child's toy, Dutch.
Yeah, I had a lot of lawsuits,
they were
and all
lead-based.
The money I made went straight to the lawyers.
They were
a terrible business option.
They were a lead-based toy, but with a candy-coated shell.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm in a silly mood right now, so yeah, get us out of here. Otherwise,
fine.
I'm going to do this all
fine.
Night.
Fine, coming back after the break with more silly things. Go, Marie.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Hey everybody, this is Alexa. You can hear my Uncle Sean say terrible things on the Hippo Juice Show. Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Followed by the Red Show from 9 to 11. And now mark out Radio with Big T and Dark Box is on Wednesday too. Join them during their new time slot, 11 to 1 a.m. Only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my God, what are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
My fellow Americans, it has come to my attention that some
alleged radio shows are trying to tiptoe across our internet, trying to leech off our bandwidth and listeners. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. That's why I brought together two real radio hosts, Punchy and Hammy, two men who did things the right way. Brain Stew Radio, Fridays 8 till 10, only on More Like Radio. We the people.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Fucking thing froze up.
Ah.
You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the...
the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup, because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Everyone, cheers.
Hey.
Please.
Wow. Thank you so much.
By the way, you look amazing. What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Skinny
just clean living. Lost, 72 pounds.
No so, counting. I mean, what's going on with you? You come out here, you get all skinny, you don't come visit us in Chicago?
Well, no, I've had a crazy few years,
and I actually wanted to tell you about it. I have AIDS. Seriously, I do.
Oh.
Lady killer, huh?
Wait, you have AIDS or HIV?
No, I had HIV. Now I have AIDS.
Full blownsies.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, Ted.
Not a big deal. I'm the same Ted, all right? I'm feeling great. I've been taking my cocktail.
Yeah.
So everything's good. I honestly have never felt better.
I just want you to know that as a doctor, if you ever need anything, I am more than happy to...
Andre, AIDS doesn't need a cath implant. Everything's fine. Cheers.
Okay. To AIDS.
Well, but we're forgetting about it.
All right, forgetting about AIDS.
What AIDS, right?
Right? I drank out of all those glasses.
Mm. What? Okay. That's, yeah.
What? I'm kidding. What the? I'm kidding.
I think it's awesome that you have AIDS.
I mean, you get to use that special lane on the highway?
Oh, no, that's HOV.
Ah, HOV.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Little rejoinder.
Full blownsies?
Full blownsies.
That is
me
by
and Royce
far.
Always use the HIV lane.
Yep. That's from, for those who don't know, from the league.
That is by far one of the best terms I've ever
full
heard.
Full blownsies?
I think Royce and I both did a spit take when the league came back. Did you just say full blownsies in referring to AIDS?
The best part of the episode is the guy with AIDS, all the pranks he plays when he puts fake blood in his hand when they're playing volleyball and nobody touches the ball. He's like, I'm kidding, it's fake. It's great. If you're not,
I mean, if you're going to have AIDS, you might as well have fun with it.
Watch the league. Dutch, you said you've been watching the league, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm catching up.
You like it, right? It's great.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Anything that has to do with fantasy football and those dudes is awesome. A lot of it's improv, too. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're back. No more crocodile catching talk, I promise.
Because I already sold everybody.
Yeah, everyone's already sold.
I'm up 10% in sales.
By the way.
Whoa, hey.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is so good.
GTA.
It is so good.
I know.
I mean, before we move on to the story, it is akin to as close to playing a movie as you could get, because the voice acting is great so far. And the missions they're not annoying missions. Like, so far, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I know in those kind of games, the worst things for me are those, like, keep this guy alive. And you have to, like, follow them.
Yeah,
slowly.
You have 60 seconds to do this.
Yes! Oh, I hate that.
Hate time missions.
I hate, they're the worst. There's no need for them.
They still have that in this game, but however, it not entirely. Like, let's say you don't meet somewhere quick enough. There's an alternate plot to that mission. So it's like, oh, you didn't find that guy. Okay. Like, for example, it was me playing Franklin, the black guy, and I had a pit bull, and the pit bull was my second
Chip.
Character. Yeah. Chop. And could not find the I didn't run fast enough to the guy. He hid within boxcars at a railway.
Yeah.
So then I could then switch to Chop and follow his scent.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying attention, and I ended up fucking another dog.
Yeah. The game is great. It's funny. The music so far, I've heard, is great. The driving is tough, man. Because I'm used to the Saints Row driving, because, like I said, I've been playing Saints Row before this, and the Saints Row driving is easy. Like, it really lets you take corners, but in this one, you can't just hold down the accelerator. It's one of those that you'll do, like, three 360s if you try to. Because I don't know how you guys play the driving games, but I never take my finger off the accelerator. I just fly through stop signs, fly through everything. But in this
game, I'll tell you right now, Royce, the driving is a lot better from GTA 4.
Yeah. No, yeah, that is true. But, yeah, it's great. And, Mitch, it's not coming out for PC for a while, at least for 6 months. So you're going to be waiting for a bit if you want to play the game.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that there's a petition going for the PC version, and I'm like, wait, it's Rockstar. They're not going to, you got 6,000 signatures? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Can people stop with the petitions already? Seriously.
They're allowing, from what I heard, an online element, too, where you can actually be in the same world and play against or with other people.
Yeah, right? Which pisses me off, because it's not coming till later. I hate
October 1st.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, though. Because
not smart.
No, it's not.
They make more money that way.
How? It's still free.
Oh.
It's not like it costs money for the online element. It's free.
Maybe I guess they want everybody to beat the missions first and then play against each other. I don't know.
Maybe. There's Joel's good business sense coming around again.
Yeah, if that's so good, why does Crocodile Company go belly up?
I figured they were going to charge extra to have the online thing. That's the reason why
it's included. All right. Anyway, I like it. It's fun. Play the game. I got it for PS3.
Ty Warner, he's the creator of Beanie Babies, which lots of kids have. Had. He was charged today with felony tax evasion. So basically, the government says you did not pay taxes on.
But I thought he was doing it okay because he never cut the tags off.
Yeah.
Do you think he paid them in Beanie Babies?
Just here's a million Beanie Babies. Does this cover my taxes?
Close to $1 million.
What a dumb fad.
It was roughly $800,000. But the other thing that he didn't do is he was supposed to report to the government that he had these offshore accounts. And he didn't do that. So he's going to have to pay a...
You idiot. You have all these Beanie Babies that no one's buying now anymore anyway. Just hollow them out and hide the money in there.
What was that? Like a little bit over $750,000?
Yeah. Give or take.
So that's not that much. If you think about, like, that's just like your accountant fucking up, especially with the amount of money they made back in the day. But I think, yeah, probably what's more egregious is not reporting that you have offshore accounts.
$50 million civil penalty. Generally, whatever the account size is, and at one point it got to be $100 million, he has to pay $50 million of that in a civil penalty.
And he pleaded guilty to tax evasion at the same time.
His lawyer said that he's going to be pleading guilty to tax evasion, yes.
So there are a lot of numbers there. I just want to seize...
There's a lot of numbers, and I didn't quite understand most of them.
I fell asleep. I'm not going to lie, because you're an ugly chick.
What kind of a haircut is that?
Whoa, that's a... Whoa. I thought that was a robot.
That's a haircut.
Like, she has, like, the hair that's, like, that would cover over her ears, like, looped up over top of, like, the bun thing she's got going on.
Yes. Ugh. I know. Hot. I mean,
it's like,
yeah,
she's trying to be an elf.
Well, maybe she is. Anywho. Go ahead.
Controversial. Tittles!
It's not.
Tittles!
You
Scoop!
Got it. Guess wrong. I don't know
who else is on. Who is he?
Controversial pastor Terry Jones is known for his plans to publicly burn copies of the Muslim holy book,
Laura
the Quran.
Laura Zima's kind of cute. I mean, I think she overdid her eyebrows a little bit, but other than that, she's pretty hot.
Now it seems he's been caught nearly in the act. Jones was arrested Wednesday with thousands of kerosene-soaked Qurans. He was riding in a pickup truck that towed a smoker.
But that's just how he stores his Qurans.
No, the kerosene keeps them fresh. Everyone knows that. You got to keep kerosene on the Quran, or it just doesn't say fresh.
And a trailer filled with the books. Inside the truck were extra bottles of kerosene. 61-year-old Jones now faces felony charges, including charges for unlawfully transporting fuel.
And looking like that motorcycle shop guy from Discovery Channel.
Right.
And openly carrying
senior.
A firearm.
Yeah, senior.
Including charges for unlawfully transporting fuel and openly carrying a firearm. Officers said the truck was basically towing a bomb, that if there'd been a crash, things would have been incredibly dangerous. According to his website, Jones planned to burn almost 3,000 Qurans on the anniversary of 9/11 in memory of the victims. He and members of his congregation planned to burn the books in a park.
Hold on a second. Could you back it up to see that still image there? Keep going.
On the anniversary of 9/11 in
Pause.
Memory.
Worldwide burning of Qurans. Do you see the flags upside down?
Yeah, man, because America's in distress. America is in distress, bro.
I thought that was like if you're anti-America, you have it upside down.
No, upside down means...
I don't care about flag stuff, but if you're also patriotic and you're going to just start burning... And by the way, could they get two more Qurans and just make it 3,000?
No.
Nope. Couldn't
find
them.
2,990. Why?
Couldn't find the last two copies. They probably dropped underneath the seat cushion.
3,000. Nobody's gonna count. Like, you think any of these?
Yeah, they will.
Redhead. You know what? That wasn't 3,000 Qurans.
Hold on, but one of them is keeping the pinball machine level,
and one of them is keeping up with the Kardashians.
He and members of his congregation plan.
Sorry, John. What?
No, I was gonna say. Do you like to have limes with your Quran, and do you like light Quran?
And to burn the books in a park, but he reportedly did not have a proper permit. Jones,
where
tried
is this guy?
Where do you get a permit to burn books in a park? Like, what do you go ask for?
Hey, I would like to burn 3,000 Qurans in a park. Can I get a license for that?
Sure.
Here you go.
Have a Quran burning event 3 years ago, but was told by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and military leaders that it might put U.S. troops in the Middle East in danger.
Why?
Because retribution, I think. I don't know.
Just don't film it.
How can you not?
I mean, it's the dumbest thing in the world for a pastor to do. But, I mean, if you want to burn something, go for it.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Yeah, but why are we kowtowing to these assholes?
U.S. troops in the Middle East in danger. The Tampa Tribune reports his supporters...
Tampa? This guy's from Florida?
Uh-huh.
Is this guy from Central Florida?
Tampa.
Tampa foul Pacific? Over this arrest.
Polk County.
Heck yeah! That's like an hour away from us. We should go to that burning.
Yeah, let's go burn some shit.
arguing he has
time.
Burn some books.
Right to protest. For Newsy, I'm Lauren Zima.
More like emphysema.
Nailed her. Okay. There's some Florida stories. Marie, get those pulled up in the Gmail. You can pick
no!
which ones. But before we get to it, have you heard about this thing called phone blocks?
No.
Okay. So this is going to be new for all you guys. I want you to pay attention to this video.
I thought you were going to launch into like a live read.
Check it out. No, check it out. It's
every day we throw away millions of electronic devices because they get old and become worn out. But usually it's only one of the components that causes the problem. The rest of the device works fine but is needlessly thrown away. Simply because electronic devices are not designed to last. This makes electronic waste one of the fastest growing waste streams in the world. And our phone is one of the biggest causes.
Okay, yeah, that's the hippie crap, whatever. Yeah, we know it fills landfills up. But check this out, this phone model that they want to make and how it works.
So this is a new kind of phone. It's made of blocks. Detachable blocks.
Okay, you see that? Okay. If you're looking at the video, by the way, for those that just look, it's called phone blocks. And you can follow along. So you have the front of the phone with just screen, like a middle piece. And the middle piece looks like, if you ever had Legos as a kid, you know the flat bottom piece you would put to build upon it? It's the only way to describe it, like that.
Yeah.
And then the back, the pieces look like Legos. So you have like a piece that looks, you know, that's big, that's the camera. Another piece, it's the battery. But it comes apart. Let me play a little more here.
They are all connected to the base. And the base connects everything together. Electrical signals are transferred through the pins, and two small screws lock everything in place. So if, for instance, your phone is getting a little slow, you can just upgrade the block that affects the speed. Or if something breaks, you can easily replace it with a new one, or update it with the latest version. Another great thing about this is, you can customize your phone. So let's say this is your phone, and you do everything in the cloud. Why not replace your storage block for a bigger battery block? If you're like this guy and love to take pictures, why not upgrade your camera? Or if you don't care about any of this stuff, you can keep it simple and get a bigger speaker.
So do you get it so far? How this that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, you can like upgrade your phone without buying a whole new phone.
Exactly. And
the thing is, dude, like... Not the controllers, you guys. I know I have to keep explaining what it is that I do, but we have a controller that has basically this idea for our irrigation systems. We have like 14 different types of controllers, and the only difference is pulling out like this chip or pulling out that block and replacing it with things like that. Electronics have been doing this for years. It's the phone technology that's the only one that doesn't do this, by the way.
Right. I mean, look at something, you know, and like you said, it's something that maybe even more people understand because everybody has one, a desktop. Desktops are like that.
Yep.
I'm sure you did, Dutch. When Diablo 3 came out, I was like, I got to update my video card. I didn't throw away my desktop. I bought a video card, took the old one out, put the new one in. It's really simple to do it. Two screws, pop it in, you're done. And then and that's how computers are. That's even how my laptop is. So it would just make sense to have a phone like that. And I really like that idea because that's the thing. One of the biggest businesses now are those screen repair places. You know, Sean's brother runs a couple of them. And to have the option of, oh shit, my thing broke. Oh, no problem. I'll just order a new screen. Like I said, you could update it. You could upgrade it. I also like the fact that, I don't need a camera. I'd rather have two batteries. You know, you can do that. And Marie posted a picture in the chat room, for those that aren't looking at the video. And you know, like you could see there's little different blocks, you know, the Bluetooth, the Wi-Fi, all that stuff. Here, let me play a little more of the video.
You can choose the blocks you want, support the brands you like, or even develop your own blocks.
They want to make it open source so people can make their own blocks.
Yeah, Apple will never go for this, but you know, all the other phone manufacturing companies, oh yeah.
Yeah, Apple, of course. Dude, if Google with Droid just jumps on and goes, yeah, here you go. Here's a vanilla Droid. Just gives them the operating system. And I also like how they said different companies. So now different companies can make different blocks. You could have a Samsung camera because let's say Samsung makes a better camera, but with a Sony battery. You know, I mean, just as an example. And that way you could just upgrade the things you want. And also that means more third-party stuff and I'm sure cheaper stuff too.
PhoneBlox is built on an open platform where companies work together to create the best phone in the world. To set up this platform, we need to get the right companies and the right people involved. They will only get started if there is a lot of interest in a phone worth keeping. So this is the plan. To show them there is an interest for this phone, we need your voice.
Now this is your sales pitch.
You can donate your social reach on the website. We gather as much people as possible. On the 29th of October, we send out the blast, all at the same time. Spreading all your voices to show the world there is a need for a phone worth keeping. The more people involved...
I really want a phone block. I really want one now. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's... I understand what they're doing. They're trying to... They're doing it basically to, you know, stop, you know, for the environment. But, you know, if they're coming up with that, you don't think that other companies have been doing this, have already been on board with this for a while now?
This seems so marketable and so customizable. It's unbelievable.
But now, once again, the reason, it's like Dutch said, Apple, for example, is not going to
be on
board.
They'll never do it.
Because Apple won't even have a replaceable battery, let alone letting them do the component, which I get, which is fine, but maybe that's not the market. But like somebody like Droid, you know, like that's more of an open system, or somebody that's desperate, like even Windows, especially when if Windows was smart,
yeah,
they should be the ones be like, yeah, we're all over this, you know, and that way that I would even then think I'll get a Windows phone if it has that, if it could do all that shit.
I'm sorry. Where'd you find this video? Is it on YouTube? Does it have a lot of views?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, it has a bunch of views. It's like a Kickstarter thing for it. Let me finish playing the rest of the sales pitch.
All your voices to show the world there is a need for a phone worth keeping. The more people involved, the bigger the impact. Please visit phoneblox.com to raise your voice and spread the word. PhoneBlox, a phone worth keeping.
They couldn't even get the block like BLOCK?
I don't know. Marketing thing, maybe. But, I mean, I think it's awesome.
It's a great idea.
I would love to have something just because I like the idea of only having the shit that you need on your phone, you know? Like, they pointed out, like, for the grandma, like, it's just a big battery and a big speaker, you know? Perfect.
Yep.
You know? And if something breaks, you just change that piece and that's it. Problem solved. Like I said, it's going to be tough because the big manufacturers, because even though Google's open about shit, Samsung has the big dick as far as Google goes because that's their biggest phones, or the S4s and the Notes and all that shit. So.
Well, it's going to catch up to that eventually. I mean, you know, like you were saying earlier, you can interchange any part of your laptop or computer or whatever to do exactly what they're talking about. Phones are going to do that eventually. Just right now, they're making so much money off of each individual phone and what it is they have. But, you know, Apple isn't going to be top shit anymore. Like just think of how far we've come in the last 5 years. Just thinking like the next 5 years, that is definitely going to be where the phone industry is going to go.
And by the way, even Apple people that love Apple thought that this new iOS 7 was underwhelming. Like a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading, you know. I don't know. You have it. Don't you have an iOS 7? What do you have?
I don't know if I've updated it yet.
Probably not. Knowing you, you probably have an iPod.
Well, generally, no. I have an iPhone.
It really is refreshing that that this is what's to come. You know, absolutely right. It would be like 5 years for this to. Because I definitely see this happening.
I would love it. I would love it. I would just. I like the idea of building your own shit and doing whatever you want. You know. All right, Marie, you had something. You wanted to read?
Yeah, I don't know how many of you actually give a shit about Whole Foods or if you've been in a Whole Foods, but I saw this one blog that I had to bring it to the show because just reading it, I mean, it's a serious article, but just reading it made me laugh a lot because you could tell that this
Marie
person
started to read a little bit of this last night when we were off there, and I was like, hold on, say this. We got to put this on the air.
So this is by a woman, written by a woman, Kelly McLean's, and so I'm assuming she's been there many, many times, and she knew exactly like the stereotypes about it. It's called Surviving Whole Foods. And okay, I'll just read it. Whole Foods is like Vegas. You go there to feel good, but you leave broke, disoriented, and with the newfound knowledge that you have a vaginal disease. Unlike Vegas, Whole Foods clientele are all about mindfulness and compassion until they get to the parking lot. Then it's war. As I pull up this morning, I see a pregnant lady on the crosswalk holding a baby and groceries. This driver swerves around her and honks. As he speeds off, I catch his bumper sticker, which says, Namaste. Poor lady didn't even hear him approaching because he was driving a Prius. He crept on her, crept up on her like a panther. I got those fucking Priuses. Oh my god, it's so douchey already. I love it.
How honest she's been. You know how many times I've been cut off someone with a coexist bumper sticker?
Exactly.
Yes.
And you're like, fuck you. It makes me even more mad.
Motherfuckers. All right, so as the great sliding glass doors part, I'm immediately smacked in the face by a wall of cool, moist air that smells of strawberries and orchids. I leave behind the concrete jungle and enter a cornucopia of organic bliss, the land of hemp milk and honey. Seriously, think about heaven and then think about Whole Foods. They're basically the same. The first thing I see is the Great Wall of Kombucha. I don't even know that. 42 different kinds of rotten tea. That's disgusting. Fun fact, the word kombucha is Japanese for I jizzed in your tea. Anyone who's ever swallowed the glob of mucus at the end of the bottle knows exactly what I'm talking about. I believe this thing is called the mother, which makes it that much creepier. Next, I see the gluten-free section filled with crackers and bread made from various wheat substitutes such as cardboard and sawdust. I skipped the aisle because I'm not rich enough to have dietary restrictions.
That's funny.
She's a cunt. Is it a girl? It's a girl, right?
It's a girl.
She's a cunt. I love her.
Good.
Ever notice that you don't meet poor people with special diet needs?
That's a good fucking point.
A gluten intolerant house cleaner? A cab driver with candida? Candida is what I call a rich white person problem. And last night I had to look up fucking candida because I didn't even know what the hell it was. Apparently it's a fungal infection.
Okay.
You know you've really made it in this world when you get candida. My personal theory is candida is something you get from too much hot yoga. All I'm saying is, if I were yeast, I would want to live in your yoga pants. Next, I see the gluten-free selection filled with... Next, I approach the beauty aisle. There is a scary-looking machine there that you put your face inside of it, and it tells you exactly how ugly you are. What the hell? They calculate your wrinkles, sunspots, the size of your pores, etc., and compare it to other women your age.
That's a real thing, isn't it?
Yup.
I've never done it, but I believe that it's a real thing, and now I feel like I need to try it. I think of myself attractive, but as it turns out, I'm 78% ugly, meaning less pretty than 78% of the women in the world. On the popular 1 to 10 hotness scale used by males in the world, that makes me a 3.
By the way, I'm very happy that I did find Sounds for the Supermarket, a 1975 album of music just for... I swear to God, music just for supermarkets in 19... I swear, this is a joke.
I was going to ask you what the fuck it was.
That's what it is. It's grocery store music. I swear to God.
It's great music.
Go ahead.
A glance at the extremely close-up picture they took of my face, in which I somehow have a glorious blonde porn mustache, tells me that 3 is about right, especially because the left side of my face is apparently 20% more aged than the right. Fantastic. After contemplating ending it all here and now...
I love her. I love this broad.
I decide instead to buy their product. One bottle of delicious smelling, silky feeling cream that is maybe going to raise me from a 3 to a 4 only for
a 3 to a 4
for only $108, which is a pretty good deal when you think about it.
It's not. It's terrible.
I grab a handful of peanut butter pretzels on my way out of this stupid aisle.
I want to interview this bitch.
It's so fucking true. They throw the randomest shit together in aisles. I don't feel bad about I don't feel bad about pilfering these bites because of the umpteen times that I've overpaid at the salad bar and been tricked into buying $108 beauty creams. The pretzels are very fattening, but I'm already in the 17th percentile of ugly, so who cares? Next, I come to the vitamin aisle, which is the danger zone for any broke hypochondriac. Warning.
Royce.
It's true. They have pills for every fucking thing. So it says, warning, Whole Foods keeps their best people in this section. Although you think she's a homeless person at first, that vitamin clerk is an ex-pharmaceutical sales rep. Today she talks me into buying estrogen for my mystery mustache and women's acidophilus because I apparently do have candida after all.
That's what got me. Ex-pharmaceutical rep.
The homeless person is an ex-pharmaceutical rep.
By the way, I think the word is acidophilus.
Whatever. I move on to the next aisle and ask the nearest Whole Foods clerk for help. He's wearing a visor inside, and if that weren't douchey enough, it has one word on it in all caps. Yup. Namaste. I asked him where I can find whole wheat bread. He chuckles at me. Oh, we keep the poison in aisle 7.
Well, I'm sorry. Back up. Back.
Is this danger zone acoustic?
I found it an acoustic because I figured grocery store danger zone. Back
right.
up.
Right.
Makes sense.
Sorry. Back up. I need to hear that one again, please. For the love of God. Back up.
Okay. I asked him where I can find whole wheat bread.
Okay.
He chuckles at me. Oh, we keep the poison in aisle 7.
Ah.
Based solely on attitudes of people sporting namaste paraphernalia today, I think it was Sanskrit for go fuck yourself.
What's her name? Well, let me see if I can look her up
okay,
on Twitter.
Again, it's Kelly McLean. M-A-C-L-E-A-N.
Writer for who? John McLean?
She's a writer for the Huffington Post. She's at the Kelly McLean on Twitter. The K-E-L-L-Y-M-A-C-L-E-A-N.
Just post it in the chat real quick for me.
All right, I'll just post the whole article because I feel like...
I just want to follow along. I actually like this chick, which is weird.
She's amazing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I have to find my place. Okay. I pass the table where the guy invites me to join a group cleanse he's leading. For $179.99, I can not eat, not alone, not going to happen. They're doing the cleanse where you consume nothing but lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and fiber pills for 10 days, which, by the way, was the cleanse that they were trying to do on Orange is the New Black, one of my more favorite Netflix shows.
Wait, why would you have to pay $150? Oh, my God, what a ripoff.
Why would you have to pay $179.99 for lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and fiber pills?
Okay, Kelly
for 10 days?
Kelly McLean, she is a writer, and she's also a stand-up comic.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
okay.
Well, that makes more sense why she's funny. But yeah, good point. Because that's basically saying that you're paying $17.99 each day to buy lemons and cayenne pepper and pills. Which is... Sorry, let me just refresh. They're doing a cleanse where you consume nothing but lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and fiber pills for 10 days. What's that one called again? Oh, yeah, anorexia. I went on a cleanse once. It was a mixed blessing. On the one hand, I detoxified, I purified, I lost weight. On the other hand, I fell asleep on the highway, fantasized about eating a pigeon, and crapped my pants. I think I'll stick with the whole eating thing. I don't even know how you could crap your pants on a colon cleanse. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could. That's embarrassing. I grab a couple loaves of poison, head to the checkout. The fact that I'm at Whole Foods on a Sunday finally sinks in when I join the end of the line halfway down the dog food aisle. I suddenly realize that I'm dying to get out of this store. Maybe it's the lonely feeling of being a carnivore in a sea of vegans. or the newfound knowledge that some people's dogs eat better than I do.
Right?
She's stuck in the dog food aisle. But mostly I think it's the fact that Yanni has been playing literally this entire time. Like sensory deprivation, listening to Yanni seems harmless at first, enjoyable even, but 2 hours in, you'll chew your own ear off to make it stop. 1,000 minutes later, I get to the cashier. She is 95% beautiful. Have you ever brought your reusable bags? Fuck. No, they're at home with their 2 dozen once-used friends. She rings up my meat, alcohol, gluten, and a wrapper from the chocolate bar I ate in line.
She fucking rules.
With thinly veiled alarm. She scans my ladies. Okay, say that word again. Joel,
Acidophilus.
Acidophilus.
Gives me a pitying frown and whispers, "You know, if you want to get rid of your candida, you should stop feeding it."
Hold on, there's a video of her doing this very thing.
Oh, really?
Did you not scroll down to the bottom part of the thing?
I didn't scroll down to the... It was a really long article. Shut your face.
Hold on a second.
Namaste.
Maybe it's worth planning.
For a lot of people, Whole Foods is a promised land.
Well, I'll keep reading it. It's only a 4-minute thing. Maybe she'll just give like the highlights, but keep going.
It just finishes up saying, she rings me up at $313. I resist the urge to unwrap and swallow another $6 truffle in protest, barely. Instead, I reach for my wallet, flash her a quiet smile, and say, namaste.
That's her picture. There's her picture I posted in the chat room.
Yeah, you want? I think you might want to be able to. Can you play the video when you're in there, Royce?
I can play it.
American.
Oh, okay, I was going to say the video of you. I can play the audio if you want, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
To a lot of people, Whole Foods is a promised land full of organic kale and flowing almond milk and zenned out personnel. But for comedian Kelly McLean, the superstore is a personal hell. At 10:20 this morning, I tweeted this very funny Surviving Whole Foods with a link to this, which is on the Huffington Post blog entitled Surviving Whole Foods. This is a satirical takedown of a fashionable, overpriced grocery
retail.
All
right, well, we read the article, so whatever.
Okay, I thought maybe because the initial picture was... No, she's actually getting interviewed.
Oh, okay. I'll skip ahead a little bit.
Skip ahead to...
You're right. Whole Foods is like Vegas. You go there to feel good, but you leave broke, disoriented, and with the newfound knowledge that you have a vaginal disease. explain to us what inspired this blog post.
Yeah, well, clearly that was very telling about my experiences at Whole Foods and my experience in Vegas.
Mm. Of course. Was there a particular... God.
What, you didn't like that comment?
You
think it's better in writing?
No.
It was the timing because they have a delay.
Yeah,
it
fell flat. Okay.
He didn't make it. He didn't, yeah.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Do you want to keep trying?
Yeah, okay.
Journey to Whole Foods that inspired this particular blog?
There was. I mean, I've been going to Whole Foods my whole life. I'm from Boulder, Colorado, which is the green.
You should hit her up.
Yeah, Colorado, I fucking hate Boulder, though.
You should still hit her up, though.
I'm definitely.
But she lives in LA, from what her Twitter says.
Good.
All right.
A city on the planet, and we have the biggest Whole Foods in the world, actually. But there was one particular day that began as my blog begins, where I arrived at Whole Foods, and this poor woman was hugely pregnant with like a baby in one arm, groceries in the other, waddling across the crosswalk. And this guy swerves around her and...
I just read?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, she's just basically going to reiterate the whole thing.
My God. It's so funny the second time around. Not.
Oh, yeah.
I love how we loved her a second ago, and the second we heard her talk, we just hate her.
This son of a bitch!
It was a bad idea. Don't watch anymore.
And also, her teeth are bad.
Whoa.
What?
We were how funny she was!
Yeah? Well, a fickle crowd.
I thought it was funny because the way Marie was delivering it sounded like Marie's, like...
she's fine. Let's see if we can't get her on the show. No, hold on. Don't say anymore. Let's not burn any bridges here. I tweeted her. I said, we're reading your article in the air. Funny stuff.
You should have said farticle. You should have said farticle so that way she knows we have a good sense of humor. All right.
That is how you can tell.
The NAACP is demanding a North Carolina police officer who fatally shot an unarmed man be charged with murder. The victim had approached a woman's house after a car crash. Now, for the first time, we are hearing the 911 call from that night with more. Here's ABC's John Mueller.
Because they all sound the same.
911, hello?
See? All of them sound the same. All 911 calls.
Did you
Are you a safe place? Calm down, sir.
I'm not a safe place. Yeah, you calm down.
Sir, you're going to need to calm down?
Yeah, I am calm down. I'm in a Whole Foods.
Oh, okay, good. Make sure you get into the a safe aisle And tell me what the problem is.
Well, the problem is that this machine says I'm a 3.
With more, here's ABC's John Mueller.
911, hello. I need help.
In the newly released 911 call, you can hear the sobbing woman, her voice altered by police, begging for help after hearing someone at her door.
There's a guy breaking in your front door.
Yeah, he'll get down.
Investigators in Charlotte now say that man was 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell, a former safety for Florida A&M. He had just crashed his car and was looking for help. But police...
And it was a pretty bad crash, too. Here, look at if you saw the car.
Yeah.
A&M. He had just crashed...
Look at that. So, I mean, I figure he was probably pretty fucked up, because that's a pretty bad car crash.
Crashed his car and was looking for help. But police say the woman he found was home with her one-year-old and terrified.
Because?
He's a black guy.
Is he still in the house? Did he leave yet?
He's in the front yard. He keeps saying, excuse me, I've been in a terribly bad accident. Can I just please use your phone? Mine broke, ma'am. Can you please help me? I'm not trying to kill you. So, I'm scared.
I'm hurt.
Oh my God, please.
When officers arrived, police say Farrell took off running, charging them. A police report says...
Why would he do that?
Well, he's a linebacker?
If you believe that's what happened, Dutch, because at this point, nothing leads me to believe he would just run at an officer.
It was an accident!
Maybe he was confused and thought he needed to tackle him.
An officer deployed his taser, but it was unsuccessful. At that point, Officer Randall Carrick opened fire, hitting...
What?
I'm looking at Officer Randall Carrick.
What's wrong with him?
His hair.
He's got this. He looks like he has a spider in the front part of his head.
He has a 1,000-yard stare, too. This guy's crazy.
The 24-year-old 10 times, killing him.
Shot him.
What?
10 times. He shot him 10 times.
What?
He shot him with his gun.
Wait, the guy that was in an accident.
Was shot 10 times?
Somebody sounds like he's having a bad day.
Oh no! This is gonna turn into the new. This is gonna be the new Trayvon Martin thing.
Sounds like someone has a case of the Mundies.
And this is the movie we want. Watch. This is gonna get way more traction than those three black guys who murdered that Australian guy just because they. And the thing is, they're trying to play it off like the guy was bored. That they were bored. No, they hated white people.
But it was unsuccessful. At that point, Officer Randall Carrick opened fire, hitting the 24-year-old 10 times, killing him. Police call the shooting excessive. Carrick is charged with voluntary manslaughter.
We're confident that the
10 times is ridiculous amount of times to shoot.
Why did you need to shoot anybody?
It's a ridiculous amount of time.
Did he have a weapon?
No, he was unarmed.
I don't understand this. This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no. This is going to start the whole race thing again.
This is going to be bad.
2 weeks ago?
This is bad, isn't it?
I mean,
Fusion captured on that 911 call.
Oh, my God. Where are you going? Why are you running?
For Good Morning America, John Mueller, ABC News, New York.
Here's the thing. Do you think he was running away from the cop? And the cop just said that he was getting charged?
I don't know.
What are your feelings on this?
I don't want to have feelings on this.
Wait.
Do I have to have feelings on this?
Fill me in again on what this... Okay, so what?
All right, here's what happened.
Lady calls 911.
Please play by play.
Let me give you a timeline, okay? How about I give you a rundown like a...
Like The Rock?
No.
Yeah, but interjected like new NFL...
I'm over the only one interjecting things here, Marie.
Oh, it's Stone Cold E.T.
All right, well, Stone Cold, I was actually going to just suggest that we do the come on, man, bit.
I guess we could do that, too.
Because I really do enjoy that segment. I think it sheds light on a lot of situations that are maybe a little messed
up. Hold on, real quick. Just let's give a play-by-play because, for reals, I missed part of that video.
Like, for realsies?
Wait, like for realsies?
For realsies.
For realsies, like, I need to understand the first half.
Was he naked at the time or no?
No, he wasn't naked. He was...
He's a Nikki.
So here's your wrap-up of the unarmed man getting killed. He was in a car accident, runs to the front door of somebody's house, starts banging on it. The white person in the house becomes scared for her life, calls 911. Cops show up. He allegedly runs towards the cop, and this officer, whatever his name is, shoots an unarmed man 10 times.
Well, he first hit him with a taser, and that didn't work.
Right, sorry, the taser didn't work first.
And where was this?
Come
on, man. You can't be running out of copper, you black. Come on, man.
Sorry.
Okay, now did they say the reason why he got into the accident? Because, dude, that was really one-sided reporting. They didn't say any other stuff. Like, I'm a little hesitant to jump on...
It's a jump, you know what to I mean? Conclusions, like,
is that, Matt. Is there any more to that video?
That's it.
Where was the accident located?
Did they say that the guy was on PCP? Was he drunk? Why did he crash the car? They don't put any of that
I don't
in
know.
There.
If only my show
it's
had
such
a...
misleading reporting, dude. I hate it.
If my show had a producer, yep. He'd be looking it up.
Joel, that's you. Go, go, go.
What's the... No, you have the story.
Joel, why go now. Joel, go now.
Hello again. My name is Chris Berman, and this guy right here, he gets in a car crash, boom, and he could go all the way.
Oh, no.
But he's denied by gunshot pal.
He's dead.
But you said he was a football player.
Yes.
For what school?
I don't know.
Some black one.
Okay. Come on.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Racial tensions are high, and John comes with a racist joke.
Come on, man.
That ain't helping here.
Everything, it's just all one-sided reporting. They don't say anything about why he crashed. They don't even mention that he crashed the car here.
Are you saying that...
It's a conspiracy.
I don't...
Oh, Jesus. Okay, it says a family lawyer said that the dash cam video shows Carrick paused twice between the bursts of shots.
Well, to make sure that he should keep shooting.
He really wanted him dead.
Well, oh, yeah.
Then good job.
Well, mission accomplished.
I mean, I'm not saying good job that he shot him. I'm just saying if his goal was to kill him.
He did it.
Mission
he
accomplished.
He was thorough.
He completed his mission.
Yep. Mission accomplished.
Now get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
So, Al Sharpton will be, I'm sure, involved
being
in this one.
Being fatter than ever in track attire.
What? Trapper Keeper?
By the way, he shot 12 times. Two of those shots he missed. So he squeezed the trigger 12 times at him.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
He gave him the old Colorado hello. Right, Dutch? That's what they call it?
That, I mean, even if... Okay, dude. One or two shots. It's like, okay, but...
because well, there's two shootings. That would be how you say hello in Colorado. You bunch of pot-smoking hippies. with your craft beers and your Whole Foods and
yeah,
movie
by the way,
theater school shootings.
Hey, your Whole Foods having pot-smoking hippies? I have an idea.
Stocks
your state's on fire one day and flooded the next and your cities are too
God hates
high.
You. God hates you.
What
Here we go.
Hell?
Hold on. It says the police have not released the video, but Chestnut told the Charlotte Observer was allowed to review the 20-second clip. The video shows red laser beams of a taser on Pharrell's chest as he hitched up his pants and stretched out his arms to show he was unarmed, Chestnut told the paper. He ran out of frame, possibly towards Carrick, so I'm guessing Carrick was out of frame. Chestnut said he could hear three clusters of shots. So 1, 2, 3, 4 pause. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pause.
Maybe
1, 2.
He was shooting to a song he had in his head.
An officer then yelled, "Get down!"
Wait a minute. You know I won't.
By the time they stop shooting, he then starts saying, "Get on the ground! Get on the ground!" Just as I said, he had already been shot. Carrick made his okay.
I know you want me. You know I want ya.
Wait, you
okay.
Said the character.
Okay, you know what, dude? Left. This may just be a case of a cop who just wanted to kill a black guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I never, ever side with this race baiting nonsense.
Right.
But just from what they're saying, but you know me, like with all the one sided awful reporting that there is, I don't know, man. They're talking about the video clip and everything. Like, it, I don't know.
All right.
Why do you run at the cop, though?
Dutch, Red Show coming up next, but I did want to hit one Florida story at least. So if you give me the intro, Dutch, I have the music. Florida story, you know.
Well, technically, we already had a Florida story with the Koran burning pastor.
This was a fun one, trust me.
We have a lot of ones.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
All right. Mom accused of DUI while in school student pickup line.
What?
Right now at 5.
Mom...
Okay, she's waiting to pick up her kid from school, and she got a DUI?
She, you know, like how moms wait outside the school.
Yeah, like when school ends and all the parents crowd up around the school to pick them up because no one wants to ride the bus anymore because the bus is lame.
Well, let's play a story.
A mom accused of being drunk behind the wheel after losing control of her car at a Broward County elementary school. Hello again, everybody. I'm Rick Folbaum.
And I'm Cynthia Demas. Those horrifying moments happened in the car pickup line at a Miramar elementary school.
Oh, no.
And now that mother is facing some serious...
I used to live in Miramar.
Charges. CBS 4's Peter Dench joins us live from Silver Lakes Elementary School.
Oh, no, it's Silver Lakes.
Right by your house, your old house.
You know what elementary school is talking about?
We drive by it all the time.
Oh, no.
Miramar, where this all happened. Peter?
Cynthia, police say this is where Lizette Laurel was stopped after knocking over lane markers and nearly rear-ending a car. Police say she appeared to be unstable and failed a field sobriety test, and she was not happy to see us when we caught up with her outside the Broward.
The worst part about being drunk as you pick up your kid from elementary school is that it's probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good point. It's so early.
It's so early in the day. What were you going to say, Joel? Or right, John. Wait, John?
No, I was laughing.
Oh, okay.
Broward County Jail.
Were you drinking?
I was not drinking, and who gave you permission to record me?
I was not. Okay, she's Cuban.
Obviously. Oh, she's Cuban, too. She's drunk, she's Cuban, and she's got a DUI. Oh, this kid is so embarrassed.
Oye, why you be recording me? This is ridiculous.
39-year-old Lizette Laurel curses at news crews.
Literally. Like, right now, you should not be filming my ass without my permission.
Royce, is she Cuban or Puerto Rican?
Cuban.
Walks out of the Broward jail saying we should contact her attorney.
I don't want to. I have an attorney.
Laurel is charged with driving under the influence after Miramar police.
I have an attorney. His name is Public Defending.
Say she ran over white plastic lane markers and nearly crashed.
Oh, she ran over those, you know, those white, like, those white dividers. They knock over the plastic ones.
Yep.
Apparently, there was some, looking at the picture, there was some that, like, blocked the two lanes in the school, and she just ran them over.
Well, because fuck those things.
Into the rear of another car Monday afternoon while picking up her 6-year-old son at Silver Lakes Elementary School. Alarming parents there.
I don't think that's cool at all.
Wait, was there one parent who thought it was cool?
Nah, it's cool, man. It's cool. Just go
was
ahead.
Was she drunk as well?
You're getting drunk and hit a kid's elementary school? Come on, man!
And you see, like, you see 10 other parents shove their bottle underneath a seat cushion as they're driving into. Just a bunch
parent,
of alcoholics.
I don't think anybody should be driving drunk. I honestly am.
Oh, really? Oh,
honestly,
since you think.
Honestly, no, I want you to lie.
Hold on. Listen to this one, because now you're going to see how spot on Maurice Cuban impression was. Listen to this.
A little worried about that. I mean, the other children, my child, and the safety of the children.
Laura.
Say children more, by the way, you dumb idiot.
Children.
Came before a judge in bond court.
And they said you almost.
James Bond Court.
Crashed into the rear of another vehicle.
This is it in here.
When they talked to you, you were disoriented.
Yeah, because I only had like 7 beers. Well,
this guy's a cocksucker reporter, by the way.
No, this is the judge talking to her now. This is court. This is the judge talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has the right to do that.
According to this police report right here, an officer who met her at the school said that she seemed disoriented. Her speech was slurred and her eyes.
Did she sound like you?
Eyes were a bloodshot.
You may the know officer- my sister Greta Van Susteren.
This is Greta Van Susteren's less successful brother, Jerry Van Susteren.
Oh, thanks for getting me into the business, Greta.
Jerry Van Susteren, oh my God, he has such a drinking problem. It's unbelievable. I've been trying to get him out of the house. And,
you know, no, I don't, you big fat whore.
Hey, who are you calling fat, Jerry? You're the one that's the lesser successful out of the
fat
two.
Doesn't make your fat not fat.
You are the lesser good Van Susteren.
Steady on her feet, and when she got out of her car, she had to hold on to the door. Police say Laura admitted to running over the lane barriers, but did not know why she did that. When asked,
she
denied being on any medication or drinking. But police say she had an odor of alcohol and failed a field sobriety test.
So she was drunk?
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
I wonder what her blood alcohol level was.
A lot. All right. Dutch, neglected hippo text, please.
Got it. 3.5 as in three hand jobs per every five parking lots. John, quote, the gazelle Sanzeri. Joel's native name is Crocodile Dundee. And I thought B.B. King invented B.B. Babies. And that's all I got. Are you going to take us out, Royce?
Bye, guys.
I thought you had a better ending than
hey,
that.
Hey, guys, thanks for that!
She was a lot like you. Maybe not quite as heavy. Now who's her caramel?